New at the movies for you this weekend, Brad Pitt stars as a thoughtful but ruthless assassin in the gritty and violent thriller Killing Them Softly.
They are not going to okay anything major here.
What does that mean?
They just want you to talk to them.
Hey, what's going on? Hey!
Talk to them. Shove them around a little. Don't hurt them too badly because they don't want them hurt.
Wow. Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood, tells Dimitri he is of two minds about Killing Them Softly.
As another hitman movie, we've seen a lot of them in recent years, but this one is artfully done, to say the least. Brad Pitt does play a hitman who's assigned to rub out two fellows who robbed a mob poker game. But it starts with a very, very simple premise and gets far more complicated than you expect, as Pitt's character has to enlist some colleagues to get the job done and also has to kind of weave in and out of the mercurial nature of the underworld. This film is sort of works on two levels. It's one, it's a gangster story and a pretty gritty one at times too. It's a commentary on modern capitalism, on the 2008 bailouts, and how the seedy underworld is actually not crazy different than capitalism run amok. I have to say the political angles here are really heavy-handed. It's one of those movies where there's always a TV working somewhere in the scene and the volume's up very loud. I don't think gangsters watch a lot of headline news or C-SPAN, but apparently they do in this film. But let's push that aside, the film is kind of uneven. There's some great scenes and great performances, including James Gandolfini as a fellow with a large appetite in multiple ways. But overall, I'd have to marginally recommend it for the acting, for some of the great dialogue and some of the powerful scenes. But as a whole, it just doesn't hold together.
Maybe a 50-50 proposition there. Why don't we look ahead to December? What are you looking forward to seeing and then telling us about?
Well, a lot of films. I'm going to stick to three because I think these are biggies and interesting for all their separate reasons. One is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, December 14th, of course, directed by Peter Jackson, who gave us three spectacular Lord of the Rings movies. Now he's back to the new franchise, the prequel, as it were, to the great saga. So obviously the expectations are sky high. He certainly delivers in the past, and I think we're all hoping he'll deliver once more. Also, for the musically inclined, we've got Les Miserables, and that's the movie adaptation of the classic musical. And this one is star-studded. You've got Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, Anne Hathaway. And while there haven't been any official screenings, there's been some sort of buzzy-type screenings within the industry, and that said buzz is extremely high. So I think this is going to figure into the Oscar race, and it's going to figure into a lot of people's plans around the holidays. And it does come out on Christmas Day, so you can stuff your stocking with a pretty good musical, apparently. And then finally, this one is sort of a personal pick of mine. This is 40. Judd Apatow, the director, writer behind Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He's a terrific talent. And this time around, he's got Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann, who are around the age of 40 and discovering that life and marriage and all sorts of issues is pretty darn complicated. It's a comedy. It's got some real dramatic elements as well. This one's coming out December 21st, so it's a ways away, but boy, good cast. Rudd is terrific as always, and I just love Judd Apatow's films. I think he's a supremely gifted storyteller and a comic, and just watching the trailers, you kind of get the sense he kind of gets what marriage is all about and the foibles behind it, so it could be so funny, it's a little bit painful.
That's Christian Toto of Big Hollywood. He joined us via Skype.